Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Improving our state's education system continues to be a priority for our business community, which is why we like to check in with our next guest's organization on a regular basis. They are a significant public-private partnership that has been collaborating and making recommendations on this topic for the past several years. Tim Arnold is president and CEO of Colonial Life, based in Columbia, South Carolina. He's also a co-chair at Transform SC, and today he's in our studio. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
So tell us about Transform SC for our listeners not familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. So Transform SC is an education initiative for the South Carolina Council on Competitiveness. It's a great collaboration of business leaders, educators, students, parents, and policymakers transforming public education here in the state. We do a lot of work to ensure that every student graduates and is prepared for careers in college or citizenship.
Talk about your involvement coming in from Colonial Life.
Colonial Life does a lot to support the community, and we believe that education is key. I have a strong interest in education. I'm married to an educator. When I learned about Transform SC and the great work that they do, I want to be a part of it.
And I understand you have your annual conference coming up.
We do. It's our fifth annual conference, and the theme this year is transformation through data. Our goal for this year is to help demystify data. You know, a lot of times data can seem like something to be a bit concerned about or fearful of, but we're going to give attendees information, resources, and real-world examples of the practical application of data in education.
Data can certainly give me a headache sometimes. Give us the date, the times, the place.
March 1st, we're going to kick things off over at the USC Alumni Center with a presentation from author Dr. John Johnson, who's going to talk about little bits of data we consume every day and how to understand them a little better. Then we'll have a legislative reception that evening immediately following Dr. Johnson's address. And then on Friday, March 2nd, we'll move over to the Convention Center and start the day with an address from Dr. Ellen Mandenach, who's going to discuss why building data literacy in education is so important. After her presentation, attendees will have the option to attend several breakout sessions of their choosing, and they will include a variety of topics and case studies from experts and school districts across the state, as well as a couple of businesses who are going to present on topics like data use to create market and customer solutions and metrics used to drive performance.
Now, this upcoming conference, is it open to the public? Is there a certain target market that you're looking for?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. It is open to the public, and it's a great question. You know, a lot of people would say this is only for educators, but really it's a phenomenal conference for anyone who has an interest in how we're all working together to transform South Carolina education. So teachers and administrators, student teachers, business leaders, community leaders, and even parents are invited to attend.
And can you give us an example of what have been some of the results from past conferences?
At a recent conference, we had an educator from the University of North Carolina talk to us about how AI, artificial intelligence, and how automation might change the skill sets required in the future workforce. One example would be we have a lot of people in this country who drive automobiles for a living, truck drivers, taxi drivers, and with the advent of self-driving vehicles, those occupations are at risk. And so we think a lot about what's the skill set, not just for success in 2018, but what's the skill set for success in 2028, and how might occupations be very different as a result of technology?
Your organization has been doing this for 5 years now. Have you been able to compile any metrics of measurement on transforming SC?
We're beginning to see a lot more engagement now across the state. So in 2013, there were 37 schools and 3 school districts that had adopted many of the recommendations being made by Transform SC. And last year, we had 58 schools and 5 entire districts. And we've also had 117 additional schools who've requested information or are currently in the pipeline to become partners of Transform SC.
Share with us one of the recommendations that has occurred through Transform SC and the whole collaboration with the schools.
Absolutely. And this may not sound terribly innovative, but certainly it is unique. And that is one of the basic tenets that Transform SC is promoting is for there to be an education plan for every student in every class based on that particular student's needs. And certainly there are resource implications around that, but where that has been implemented and adopted, we see tremendous growth in the students who are participating.
Well, Tim, one more time, give us the dates and places for the upcoming conference.
Thursday, March 1st, we'll be at the USC Alumni Center in Columbia, and we're going to move over on March 2nd to the Convention Center here in Columbia.
Tim, thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Tim Arnold is president and CEO of Colonial Life in Columbia, South Carolina, and a co-chair at Transform SC. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.